Nah, it's an unfortunate beginning for us again. Just got to pick it back up. Just look at the positives, fix the negatives, and come out next week and try to win the ball game.
You've seen this steamroll in the wrong direction last year. How do you stop that before it gets out of control?
Fix the mistakes. Can't continue to build on them. Be more conscious of your things that you do.
Sorry?
Ball security, as far as asset skills, guys, and make sure we make more plays.
How uncharacteristic is it to have five drops out of these receivers in this game?
Very. As receivers, our job is to catch the ball and we got to do better.
Did Peterson get his hand in there on that deep one at the end, or was that just a drop?
Well, I think it was Cromartie. He got his hand in there a little bit, but I still should have caught it. Hands down.
Do you feel like the overall, it seemed like the team moved the ball a little bit up and down the field today, a couple mistakes here and there, bit you obviously in the end, but do you feel like the offense had a little bit more of a rhythm today than it did in week number one and in the preseason?
Yeah, we made a lot more plays. I think that kept us in the game, kept the ball moving for us, and we just didn't cash in at the end. A couple times we were down there, didn't put any points on the board, so we got to fix that and get better.
Can you take us through the play you made on Peterson on that one-handed catch on the sideline in the end zone?
Well, it was actually a run play and just tagged the fade to it and just went up and made a play. We needed a play at that point in time in the game. And I know in practice all week we stressed the fade ball and I'm just trying to get open and make a play.
I feel like you guys did a pretty good job with Peterson. I mean, he was grabbing, he was getting penalties, missed that play.
Yeah. Well, it was going to be a lot of men. It was up to us as receivers to go out there and make some plays. For the most part, we did, and at the end, we left some on the table. So we just got to continue to get better at that, man, and get this thing together and keep rolling.
Did you it seemed like Eli did find you and Victor a lot more this week. Was that just part of the game plan?
Or? Well, he had to. I was playing man-to-man pretty much all game. So, like I said, as far as the receiver, it's going to be relied upon us to make some plays, and we had to do in order to win this game.
And in general, how much more comfortable did Eli seem this week in this offense?
Much better than what last week showed. I think he was able to protect him a little bit more. He was able to find us down the field and make some plays.
And when you get that special teams turnaround there, two big plays back-to-back, what does that feel like? Kind of a punch?
Yes, definitely, man. When the game's so close and two plays like that, you're back and bound the eight ball. And just an unfortunate ending for us, man. I feel like if we had an opportunity and lo and behold, we get in the same situation again, I think we'd be able to build on it and get better and come out with a win.
And when you're suddenly coming from behind in that spot, what kind of pressure are you feeling as receivers? What kind of pressure is the whole offense?
I think it's pressure. I think something you should thrive on. We should rely on you to make a play. And that's what we hit. That's why they pay us to make, as receivers, go out there and make plays. So we got to get it done.